This episode is brought to you by Stay Roasted, the ultimate fresh roasted coffee subscription. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay the shipping when you visit stayroasted.com/GFQ. That's stayroasted.com/GFQ. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew here, and I'm joined by the outlandish Rich Stamboli.
Woo! Don't trigger me, bro.
I will trigger you. Wait till I drop trow.
That's the actual real reason behind the Bullet Club. It was just a bunch of anxiety-ridden guys who were like, don't trigger me.
That's a great backstory. Origin story for the Bullet Club right there.
It was Balor, Gunka, Tama, and Fale.
They were just really pissed.
Like, don't trigger me, bro. Don't talk about stuff I don't like.
And that's how it started.
That's it. And that's also Jeff Hardy's thing, too.
Jeff Hardy's thing.
He brought it from here to here. He was like, ugh.
Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling, a love for professional wrestling, everything happening in professional wrestling. We have so much to talk about. Obviously, WWE this morning announced their UK tournament. People were upset over it. I have no idea why. I couldn't believe it that people were complaining. Oh, great. Another freaking tournament. Another WWE shoving a tournament down our throats again.
That nobody will care
about. That's what, you know,
can I say something about this? Can I say something about all this nonsense that's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, like, we...
And then I gotta pay the bills.
Okay, cool.
The Buffalo bills. All the money.
So, all right. So, check this out. Listen, we're wrestling fans. You know, we've been doing the show for 5 years. We're steadily climbing up that mountain. We want to be the best wrestling podcast that you listen to. And you know what? For some of you guys give us the love. It's great, you know. But, you know, like as we expand our social reach and our social network and all this, we're privy to the comments from the rest of the guys who are. We know you guys are fans. You guys don't really bitch too much. We try not to bitch too much. But there are those people who are just like, as soon as you post something, it's like, oh, my God, why is this happening? Why?
Again.
Another thing. Yo, it's literally to me, I see it as two things. It's one, it's the king trying to be as good as possible and saying, here, this is for you,
yeah.
And then the peasants going, "F you, I don't want this."
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you're like a conspiracy theory guy, right?
I love conspiracy theories.
So do you know about like the nanobot, like doomsday scenario?
Yes.
Where, to me, the wrestling internet at many times, especially the past couple of weeks, is the undulating sea of ever replicating nanobots that will eventually just cover the earth until it's a glob of annoying
bitterness,
bitter nothingness.
Yeah.
You know, because any little thing is nitpicked, and that's not what being a wrestling fan is about. That's not what pro wrestling is about.
No, guys, you know, just enjoy
fiction.
It, man. Listen, enjoy we're in a great time. It's fiction. We're in this amazing time where things are happening. The normal thing, you know, this is not something that WWE has done in the past. We're seeing a lot of expansion, which we're going to get to. Just be happy. We'll get to this.
Yeah, be happy. Just be happy.
I want to take a moment and talk about our sponsor, and that's Stay Roasted. Rich, you're a coffee guy.
I'm like drinking coffee right now,
you
baby.
You are. I'm a big-time coffee dude. I rely on it. And for most of us, top-quality coffee isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. Nobody's going and buying these cheapo canned coffees anymore. If you are, you are missing out on so much. I grew up on instant coffee, okay? This is what my mother used to buy. She used to buy instant coffee. I honestly thought my entire childhood and my teenage years that this is what good coffee was like. This was coffee. This is what you drank. Until I experienced really high quality beans.
Yeah.
Until I had, you know, one of those big coffee chains. You know, I tried that and I said, oh my God, this is amazing. You don't have to go to the store and pay $3-4 for a cup of coffee anymore. You go to stateroasted.com/GFQ and get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay the shipping when you visit stateroasted.com/GFQ. You could sign up and you could have amazing high grade coffee delivered to your door. And it comes to about less than 60 cents a cup. That's amazing. When you know, I went to one of these high-end coffee places the other day. I was walking. I paid $4.50 for a normal-sized cup of coffee.
Where'd you go?
It was in the city. It was I don't even know the name. I can't even...
Place over here is $6.50.
$6.50. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? You don't have to pay that. You can make this at home. Stay Roasted prides themselves at sending you, letting you pick from dozens of America's top crafted coffee roasters. And you could create a personal lineup. You know, some people like a light roast. Some people like a medium roast. Some people like a really dark roast. I like it all. So what I do, I get three bags every 2 weeks from them. And you could sell. You could say you want a bag a month. You could get 2 bags a month, depending on what you want to do. These guys are amazing. It's a great, great service. The coffee's great. Everything about them is great. Go to stayroasted.com/GFQ. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay your shipping when you visit stayroasted.com/GFQ. Go there right now. Let them know we sent you. Awesome, guys. Listen, I'm drinking it right now, and I am pumped for Mattman. Thank you, Stay Roasted, for supporting the show.
Coffee. If you guys like coffee, check out the album from Devin Townsend called Ziltoid the Omniscient. It's about an alien who's after the perfect cup of coffee.
That is great. That's a wonderful. Yeah, that's a wonderful story, Rich.
Thank you.
So,
great album.
Broke this morning that there will be a UK tournament. The WWE will be holding a UK tournament. A lot of this has to do with the ITV stuff that they're bringing back TV, wrestling to ITV. ITV has a far bigger reach than what WWE gets in the UK right now. They're kind of freaking out a little bit. So they're trying to sign a lot of these guys to their product. And it's a very unique deal. A lot of the details have not come out, but a lot of the deal is that these guys could work indie shows. They could work a lot of these things. They just can't do TV.
Right.
I'm willing to bet some of these guys are going to be able to do pay-per-views and TVs, and they're going to share some of the... there's a lot more into this than just a cut-and-dry deal.
And this was signaled about like a month ago when they revealed that they were doing this with the UK wrestlers.
Yes.
Saying, you know what, like something's happening. And then, you know what's cool, though? It happened quicker than you would think.
Way quicker than you would think.
They get the ball rolling.
And the tournament's going to be held in... The tournament's going to be held in January.
January 14th and 15th.
January 14th and 15th.
On the network.
On the network. And it will crown the United Kingdom Championship. It is for the United Kingdom Championship. Have you seen this belt?
Beautiful belt.
Is that the McMahon crest on the belt?
I think so.
I think it is, right? Because they have a family crest. I wonder if that's the McMahon crest. This is a great-looking belt.
It's a beautiful belt.
People are like, oh, great. Another title? They already have a European title. They don't have a European title. There is no European title. This is not a title you're going to see on TV every single week.
No.
From what I understood. Now, that could change. A lot of that could change. But what I understand, this is more of a trophy than anything else. And the guy that becomes the UK champion most likely will be a regular on TV.
Or at some point, you know, because like, I can see them bringing the guy in for like special things.
Sure.
Or like, you know, just kind of placing them around. Like, think about it this way. I'm going to read the name the names of the 16 men on the tournament.
Yeah, let's go down. But I didn't see the name, so this is the first for me.
This is a great thing, too, because like I mentioned yesterday on Twitter that Rich Swann has had more TV time this past week than anybody on the roster.
Oh, yeah, he was on every show.
He was on every single show.
No, except SmackDown.
He cut a promo on SmackDown.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh,
he was
okay.
On every single show in 205 Live. And that's something I feel like where you get this UK tournament, it's going to bring more eyes on these guys. So you have Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Wolfgang, Tyson, Tucker, T-Bone, Jordan Devlin, Joseph Connors, Roy Johnson, H.C. Dyer, Jack Starrs, Sam Gradwell, James Drake, Dan Maloney, Chris Tyler, Saxon Huxley, Ring O'Ryan, and the only dude I really know anything about, Tiger Ali.
Tiger Ali.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot of those names. You know, I just recently got in the UK scene for wrestling. It got really hot the last year, and I started watching some of it. I don't know a lot of those names, but a lot of the names that I do know
are signed.
Are not there.
Yeah.
No, they're not there.
Well, Marty Scurll signed.
Marty Scurll, Will Ospreay, the
ROH.
Twink.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Zack Sabre, that's his name, yeah. You know what? That should be his nickname. Zack Sabre Jr.
I don't know if that would fly with him.
You don't think he'll like it?
How would you like to be called the Twink?
I love that.
Just because he loves Twinkies.
The
man does not know what a Twink is,
no.
Nor a bear.
No idea.
Or a
guy's
cub.
A bear.
The cub. Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens looks like an otter.
So, you know, it's bringing a lot of eyes to these guys.
Yeah.
And also, like, another guy that I feel like would be great in this tournament to get a little more... I personally, as soon as I saw the announcement, I was like, cool, this is a setup to get Jack Gallagher a title.
You know what? He has... There's something very special about him.
It's amazing.
You know, here's the thing. You watch Raw,
and
everybody's just the same. You know what? For the most part. You got the special guys, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
You have the special guys. But even the special guys still work a very similar style. Jack Gallagher is very unique to watch. Mm-hmm. There's something very special about his look. He's transparent. You could see through him, which is great.
He's whiter than Sheamus.
He is just so different than what you see
mm-hmm.
and what, you know, you expect from a professional wrestler.
He, like, did you watch a Tribute for the Troops yesterday?
I had a long day. I was going to the city for a whole slew of reasons, but I had a consulting client. Mm-hmm. So I met up with them, and then I decided that I was going to have my office at a bar.
Yes.
I worked at a poorhouse all morning.
Oh, yeah.
I went. I came back. Yeah, I had, you know what? I had a couple glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. I sat there. I set up my office. I had my laptop, and I said, do you guys mind? And they said, no, absolutely not. This is great because it's dead. This is my office on Wednesdays from now on. It is wide open. I had pizza. I got food. I sat and I had a couple slices.
Very nice.
It was like working out of a WeWork building. You know how like WeWork
except
is set up
you didn't have to
beer.
Pay for it.
Except I didn't have to pay for it. It was great. So that's my office on Wednesdays now.
I might come join you next week at the office.
You know what? You really should join me at the office. And I did have a meeting there. I had to meet a client and I said, hey, just meet me at Poorhouse.
Because that place is dead during the day.
It is quiet.
It's a ghost town.
Yeah, Lauren was working, so it's easy for me. So I totally forgot. By the time I got home, I made some steak for dinner and I got settled in and I was watching. I cry over TV constantly. And I saw this sad scene. I don't even know what the movie was. And I just started crying because I was so loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, are you crying again over a movie? I'm like, yeah. I cry over TV. I don't cry over real life, mm-hmm. ever. Movies, all the time.
Was it Air Bud?
It was Air Bud, yeah. Yeah. It was Beethoven, actually.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the names I do not recognize.
Yes.
But guys like Joe Hendry,
mm-hmm.
right? A guy that I know, yeah. that I recognize. He's signed already.
Right.
He's locked in. Mm-hmm. A lot of the bigger names are going to be locked in. This is going to be great to expose and bring exposure to guys that you have never seen.
Yeah.
What? You know what? There's so many guys right now that have opportunity to make money in the business.
Make some money, baby.
This is it's amazing because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we would have said, mm-hmm. oh, crap, you know, there's really nowhere else to go. It's WWE or nothing. If you're not in WWE, you're not making money. Ring of Honor was slowly, you know, growing a little bit. Ring of Honor has been consistently the same for a while. This 2016 was a bad year for them, but they're growing. You had Ring of Honor. You had TNA that was on the verge of death. Now they're back because... On the verge of deletion.
Mm-hmm.
TNA's, you know, they have a future now. At least they're locked in for the next 2 years. They have mm-hmm. money. You have Ring of Honor that, you know, has a deal with Japan and CMLL, that weird connection. You could get a job. You could go back to Japan and make some money. Mm-hmm. Japan money wasn't what it was.
Japan money is good money now.
WCCW, you have all those UK promotions that are doing well.
It's a great
time
to be a wrestler and fan.
It is a great time to be a wrestler.
And wrestling fan.
And a wrestling fan. Listen, I was at Evolve on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know how I decided to go?
Laboom.
I had a thing out in the island with the family all day.
Mm-hmm.
I came back. I came to get a drink with my brother. And I'm sitting there, and I go, my brother goes, you want to go to Evolve? And I go, yeah, and I bought the ticket. And he's like, no, I don't want to go. Last minute. I literally bought the ticket at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and you took...
Is it WCCW? Not World Class. What is it called? WCPW, sorry.
And you took Coco.
WCPW. I took Coco.
Coco butter.
First time he ever had... went to a indie show. The last wrestling show he went to was WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay? He just had surgery last night, mm-hmm. so I wanted him to have one big hurrah before his potential death.
Big shout out to Coke.
Big shout out to Coke. So we went to Evolve, went to Laboom. I had the best effing time.
Laboom's a great place.
I got the six-pack of Corona.
Yeah.
They gave me the lime. Coco fed it to me, like this.
Dropped the lime in my mouth. He didn't feed you like a bird, like from his mouth?
No. That's too much. We had one of the best times at Evolve. And you know what? These guys wouldn't be working the show. Some of those guys on that card wouldn't have an opportunity if it wasn't for promotions that exist like that. So there's nothing wrong. I don't know why anybody would complain that there is a venue for these guys to make money. This ITV deal is going to be huge for the European scene.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
ICW, another great promotion.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff, man. They're so willing, like the WWE is so willing to send guys to pull back the curtain a little bit and send guys over there. Like, you know what? Balor, like he's not sitting on his ass recovering. They're like, do your rehab, go over to the UK, promote the shows. You know, like he was the special enforcer at a show a couple of weeks ago, I believe. You know, they send Regals always making an appearance. And, you know, like I think somebody backstage or somebody like probably Triple H is doing, you know, they're putting this emphasis on UK wrestling again, which is great, you know. And we have a guy like Jack Gallagher will reopen the doors for the UK wrestling scene to come over onto mainstream television. Did you see? You didn't watch Tribute to the Troops, right?
I
caught like a little bit of it.
I didn't. I saw the big deal that you had the Bullet Club, you had the New Day, and you had the Shield.
That was fantastic.
That would have been a great way to end that show.
But there was a cruiser match, and it was a 3-on-3. It was Gallagher, Swan, and I can't remember the third dude. TJ Perkins, I think, and versus Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Brian Kendrick. So everybody does a giant flip outside the ring. Gallagher's the last man standing in the ring. He's about to do a big... He's about to do a big flip. He bounces off the rope. He gingerly steps through the other rope, goes down to the floor, and does a double axe handle.
That's excellent.
Genius.
Freaking great.
Genius.
Listen, you know, it's like that spot where the Undertaker dive spot.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with Heyman. Undertaker was going to do the dive on Brock Lesnar. He's going for the dive.
Yeah.
Heyman got up there, and he just killed Heyman. And you got exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
Nobody was disappointed from the spot. Smart wrestling, right?
Great wrestling.
You know what bothers me? That apron bump.
Because they're doing it too much now?
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
The buckle bump?
Yeah.
The buckle bump? What do they call it? Buckle bomb. They do that, and they do that apron bomb, the apron hit,
mm-hmm.
all the time. And you know the whole point? If this was like 20 years ago, right,
mm-hmm.
and a guy took a bump on the side of the apron, you would say, this guy is totally irresponsible.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Because that's the hardest spot of the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are taking these bumps almost every couple of matches. They're doing that corner bump on the apron. It's crazy, actually.
It's really nuts. But, you know, like to wrap up the UK tournament stuff, I think it's going to be great. It's great for the business. It's great for the guys overseas. You know, it's great for everybody involved. And we get more wrestling content. There's 7,000 hours on the goddamn network. And they released the stat that made me a little anxious where they were like, if you only watch 1 hour a day, it'll take you over 20 years to watch everything on the network. And I'm like, it's a lot of freaking wrestling.
Do you think, so with this tournament thing, right, mm-hmm. where is this going to lead to, in your opinion? Where do you see this going?
I think it's a good, like, WWE has done a very good job of having they're a global company, but now they're having a more global aesthetic and global appearance as far as their competitors go, where they're basically telling everybody, look, we have guys from all over, and now we're going to have champions all over. You know, we're going to have, and if you look at the champions now, they're kind of from all over the place, you know, which is awesome, but specifically in the States, you know, like Nakamura and Asuka, you know, they can do those tours and, you know, like they'll do the Asian tours and they'll be like over like nobody's business, you know, like whenever they went to South America, they'd throw the title on like Del Rio or Mysterio or somebody in Mexico, or anything like that, you know, but now you have a guy in England who's the champion. That's good for everybody involved.
But I don't know who would get it from that list of people.
Tiger Ali.
Tiger Ali.
Yeah.
Tiger Ali.
Because he has the most, I think, for an American fan, I think he may have the most name recognition.
Tiger Ali?
Yeah.
As in, not Tiger Ali Singh.
No.
Tiger Ali. I'm not really familiar with Tiger Ali.
Look this up right now.
What? I don't know. I don't know much about Tiger Ali. Maybe I do. Let me see.
Yeah.
Tiger Ali. I don't know much about him. Wrestles for Forefront Wrestling. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
The Iranian guy?
Yep.
Don't know much about him. Vince loves Iranians, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's like the highest per capita of Iranian athletes and Samoan athletes.
I agree. Well, international, man. You get that international flavor.
He loves it. Ah. Make him a bad guy.
Oh, I love these bad guys.
Go out there and say something.
But it's all great. I think it's hysterical also because, like, it's automatic heat. For some reason, you have a guy come out with the headdress.
Yeah.
And it's automatic heat, which is insane. And you have the impetus to boo this person for some reason. Like, all right, think about it this way. Okay.
Why are you booing him? Just booing him.
It's like a weird thing. But these guys are also not billed from, like, the Sheik was billed from Tehran, Iran.
Yes,
right?
Sabu was built from Bombay, Michigan, and everybody loved him, and he wore a headdress.
Yeah. But
and he wasn't even really. He was the Sheik's nephew, but right. he was half Italian.
But exactly, and you have Daivari, who's billed from like Minnesota.
Yeah,
and he's like, but representing
Tehran, Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, but so like, it's kind of funny. It's funny how like. You know, you put like one of these characters on screen, and it's an automatic like heat magnet for some reason.
It's amazing because that is actually one of my favorite characters mm-hmm. in professional wrestling. The foreign heel, love it. Mm-hmm. And you make him Iranian even better when he goes and my father pops when he's cutting a promo. My father loves it.
Yeah,
when he hears him just yelling and cursing mm-hmm. about nonsense, awesome. I don't know who they would put this title on. To be honest, I don't know what the. I'm hoping that there's a grand vision with this, but there will be a tournament. There's a women's tournament happening in mm-hmm. March. There's going to be a tag tournament happening again. Mm-hmm. You know, this may be something interesting for the network. This is just another bonus for you to sign up for the network and watch it.
Yeah.
What's the problem with this? More wrestling, better wrestling, different wrestling?
It's all good. It's all good.
And let me tell you, from the rumblings that I have heard, there's a lot more coming this year. A mm-hmm. lot of these weird deals. A lot of intertwining co-promotional things are going to happen within wrestling.
Yeah.
That will surprise people. Here's a great example. New Japan is seriously considering having a couple dates of their G1 Climax tour tournament held in the United States.
I think they should.
And New York was discussed. And more likely, I think it's going to be California. Long Beach, California, for whatever reason, is the real series contender to hold. You know what? That would be freaking awesome to see. Mm-hmm. Awesome to see. Why not do these promotions? You know, why not?
I think you're going to... This is, again, like... This is a very interesting landscape that we're looking at right now because people look at it as... I feel like the majority of fans look at it from a fan standpoint, obviously, not from a business standpoint.
Sure.
And this is what makes WWE so smart, is that there's rumblings of unifications of all these different promotions, right? So yeah. New Japan, Ring of Honor, possibly TNA getting together.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the fact that TNA is kind of getting in the good graces with Ring of Honor.
Right.
And that kind of opens up Japan again for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because TNA had a very good relationship with Japan, with New Japan.
Yeah.
And they had a couple issues happen. I think it was the Dudleys, right? When they put mm-hmm. the title on the Dudleys. And they did something weird with the Dudleys being the IWGP champions. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was. But they did not trust Dixie at all. Mm-hmm. And that deal was done. Now, with new owners, the Fight Network,
mm-hmm.
this opens up Anthem Sports. This opens up so much for TNA.
Yeah.
So much. I genuinely believe that they need to get out of that building in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They need to restructure how they do tapings. I don't know what the answer would be. I hate that ring, first mm-hmm. of all.
Yeah.
I really, really don't like the ring. And I think the problem with TNA is that they've listened to their diehards. They have about 300,000 people that will watch no matter what happens. You could have the nuclear holocaust happen. They will still watch TNA that night.
Mm-hmm.
They just, this is their dedicated group.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, when you only listen to those people, you're only going to get those people and you're going to stop growth.
Right.
So I think it's time to reach out and do more with this. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to kind of step forward and change how you think as a company. I don't know where they should go. Forward, I don't know what they could do. I don't know if throwing money to the situation is it. I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeff Jarrett had a meeting. Scott D'Amore's coming back. Jarrett's coming back as Booker.
Great.
As far as that's what they are thinking about right now. So there's a lot of changes happening.
Yeah, it's good. It changes for the good too, because like we're just saying, like give Ring of Honor, TNA, New Japan. Those are your other three promotions, right? Let's say arguably, and then there's like you know Beyond. And CZW and, you know, Evolve, which has, like, the direct tie to WWE pretty much, you know? But they're still using TNA and ROH guys every so often. Evolve?
Is Evolve using...
Because Evolve's kind of like... I feel like Evolve's like that one neutral ground where everybody can kind of go and work Evolve. Like, Drew, for example, like, on one bill, I remember a few months ago we went, and you had like Ethan Carter and Drew Galloway, TNA guys.
Yeah.
You had Gargano and TJP, who were signed at that
point
to WWE.
Yeah.
And you had like a few other dudes. Zack Sabre was on that bill, too.
Zack Sabre was on that bill. Marty Scurll was on the bill. And Cedric was on the bill. And Cedric was, I believe, still in Ring of Honor at that point.
Yeah. So, it evolves, this weird place where, I feel like everybody can go there for, a little bit. Because of Gabe, I think he has, a good high standing in the industry.
Well, Evolve is the East Coast version of PWG. But it's not, it's the opposite. It's less high-flying, more...
Less exclusive, too.
Less exclusive, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you can't get PWG.
No, you can't. So, by the way, I saw Chris Hero's last match, apparently. One of his last matches.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Dick Togo.
Yeah.
So, when I went there, I have a couple friends that work for the company. Mm-hmm. And I saw somebody that I knew, and I started talking. I said, oh, man, Dick Togo, Chris Hero, is that the last match? He goes, yeah, it's the last match. I'm like, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. He goes, why? What do you know? I said, nothing. Why? He goes, oh, okay, because something's happening. Mm-hmm. I go, he's signed. He goes... So it was rumbling.
For those who just listened to the audio feed, Andrew just leaned into the microphone going, what do you think that means?
Yeah.
What do you think that
means? And then by the time the event ended, you heard that he took the test on the Monday prior. So he took his physical and everything on Monday. So, it was happening.
People knew.
People knew in that building that it was happening. And his send-off, his speech at the end was very...
Goodbye.
I love this building. I love the fans that Evolve. And then Dustin came and ruined it.
I think there's rumblings of him. Who knows if it's going to happen?
Dude, but Dick Togo, that match was so good. God, I did not think that I would, Dick Togo, Chris Hero. Okay.
It was the main event, right?
Main event.
Yeah.
Who thought that would be the superb match? And Dick Togo won.
Mm-hmm.
Hero put everybody over. 10 people he put over in his last 10 indie dates.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But there's rumblings of him main roster NXT. I think NXT needs Chris Hero.
He will be going NXT.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I could nearly guarantee.
Yeah. Because
he's going NXT because who's next for, think about it. Okay. Goldberg. That's who's next. Joe's gone, right? Joe's moving up. Nakamura's next to move up. You have Bobby Roode.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the next top guy in that company?
Austin Aries when he's healthy.
No, but Austin is too. I guess so. You're going to see Austin a little bit, but he's not going to be.
Oh, you think they're going to throw him with the Cruisers?
They are throwing him with the Cruisers.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to throw him with the Cruisers. But they really don't have a second big indie name. They always do that. They always have two big indie names, if you think about it. They have two big draws, and then one moves up, and they always replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hero coming in as Chris Hero, not
Cassius Ohno.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Did you see Hero's post talking about irresponsible journalism and people making stuff up? Everybody thought he was talking about Meltzer. He was not talking about Dave. He was talking about pro wrestling sheets. Listen, people get stuff wrong. You hear different things and things change. But from what I understand, he's going in as Hero.
Plus, people like to make stuff up, too, I feel. And this is, again, this is why pro wrestlers have always hated quote-unquote dirt sheets. Because a lot of this stuff is just hearsay and conjecture, And
it's bits and pieces. It's, we don't really...
But now in the age of social media, the quote-unquote dirt sheets, again, are being held accountable by the pro wrestlers themselves
you're
an idiot. Why would you do that? Why would you even report that?
So Hero at NXT, that's going to be great. And I think that's happening soon. Very soon.
That would be cool, man. Hopefully for their next round of tapings, man, within the next month, right?
They'll probably... When does Nakamura drop the title to Bobby Roode?
I don't know.
It all depends on that.
Yeah. I really think they're going to keep him and Joe going.
Oh, that's done. They finished. No, it's over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They did the Australia cage match.
And by the way, those matches were not good.
I love them, man.
The cage match and the Japan match, I thought they were. It got worse and worse with them.
Loved them. I don't know, man. I feel like that there's money in that. We're doing Roadblock this weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
But I'm not going nuts. I'm not having, a crazy party.
Well, we didn't have a crazy party last time.
We had two people
over.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I don't want to go nuts. I want to just keep it semi-sane.
Okay.
Because Coco's going to be here sleeping next in the bed.
Oh, is Coco going to be here this weekend?
He's staying for 2-3 weeks with me.
Cool. All right.
Hey, he's living with me.
Awesome.
No, he's here for a couple days. He has to recover.
Cool. All right. So we got Roadblock this Sunday. You want to talk about the card?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So
let's talk about it.
I am pretty excited about this card for some reason. Everything looks really good on paper. There's a lot of great storylines that have gone into this. And again, emphasis on excellent storytelling leading up to Roadblock, which, you know what? Like, if this was a couple of years ago, this would have been a throwaway pay-per-view. Nobody would have given a shit. It would have been a crappy undercard and maybe one good main event. But you have seven really good matches that are going into this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Your pre-show is going to be Big Cass versus Rusev, which is like your ultimate grudge match.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of weird to put it on the pre-show. Maybe it could have been on the actual show.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good story. You know, like, they've taken up a lot of TV time telling the Enzo Amore Lana story.
I think it's very interesting, that storyline. Mm-hmm. But Enzo has not wrestled in a couple days too.
No,
I wonder why.
He's selling the injury.
I guess so.
He's selling the beatdown from
Rusev. But I wonder why they took him off. I wonder if there was something more. You know, maybe he was a little hurt.
A little, like for real banged up?
Yeah.
But this is good. This is a good platform. I would hope that Big Cass goes over on Rusev.
I think Cass will go over. No, I think Rusev will win by some sort of wacky finish. Enzo will cost, you know, Big Cass the match.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen.
You think Enzo's going to turn?
I'm telling you, that turn has to happen.
At some point, not now. I think once Cass, post-Rumble, definitely, because I feel like Cass is going to have a big night at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman versus Sami Zayn?
Braun Strowman versus Sami Zayn. Braun Strowman wins.
10-minute time limit? But all Sami Zayn has to do is last 10 minutes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's really stupid, huh?
I love it, man. I think it's great. Foley cut a great promo on him the other day. Like, that was a very cool kind of, like, not passing the torch thing, but it was a very cool, like, for the past 3 weeks, how Sami Zayn was talking about how Mick Foley was his favorite growing up, and, like, how he always looked up to Mick Foley, and he's like, you were the underdog, and I'm the underdog, and, like, how dare you take these opportunities away, and then, you know, Foley with the fake, like, trade for Eva Marie.
I know. I thought that was really weird. First of all, I got very excited, and I bought into that. I really got caught into the moment like that, but I was so happy that he was going to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. The SmackDown is hurting with that roster right now.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little thin right now, guys. Little thin.
Who do you think goes over in that?
Sami Zayn wins.
Okay, I'm going to go Sami Zayn lasted 10 minutes, or makes it to 9:59, and then Braun Strowman smushes his head.
Yeah. Or it's possible.
Pops his head.
Do you think this eventually does lead to Sami Zayn going over to SmackDown?
No. I think he's going to be on Raw for a while, if only because this. I feel like the story with this is, especially with Foley getting involved, is, you know, in that promo, he was saying how he wants Sami to develop that mean streak, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of like Cactus Sammy coming
Cactus
out.
Cactus Sammy.
And I think with that being said, let's say Sammy lasts for 10 minutes. It doesn't do anything to hurt Braun Strowman because he's still a monster, right? So you have that in the corner pocket. Sammy on Raw also means that you will get your perpetual feud of Sammy versus Owens going forward. And
it's the last match for them.
There's so much money in that going forward, and they can pull out like all the stops. Like,
and,
for real,
and Sammy has not gone over on him, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. In their original blow off, Sammy went over, which was a few pay-per-views ago where he did the double haluva kick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But then they did another, I think on Raw a few weeks ago, they had Zayn versus Owens for the title.
And
obviously Kevin Owens went over, you know, Jericho and all that. You have New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus. I'm a little iffy on this, man. I feel like maybe they're going to drop it to Cesaro and Sheamus now that they beat Demolition's record. But I'd love it.
I thought that was well done. I love that Vince booked that Stephanie getting drenched with the champagne thing. I saw that backstage thing, and I saw the champagne coming out. I'm like, Vince wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to pour it all over her. I thought that was interesting that they tried to, like, twist it where they might lose the titles. Mm-hmm. Now they beat the record. So now what? Who gets the title now? Now this is out of the way. The record is broken. What do you do with this now?
They hold it until 500 days.
You think they'll hit 500 days?
I think they'll hit 500, and that's when they'll drop it. But
who do they drop it to?
I don't know.
And Sheamus?
See, this kind of makes me worry that they're going to really drop this Cesaro and Sheamus. But again, I feel like that the Cesaro and Sheamus is temporary.
Yeah.
Until something happens to either one of them, because then you're going to get that feud again for a little bit, probably. Sheamus is getting a decent crowd reaction now.
Yeah.
Now that they're both face, you know.
Yeah.
People are cheering for Sheamus. I don't know, man. I really want the New Day to hold it until 500. 501.
They got to put it on the club. They got to do something with these guys. They got to. First of all, I had not noticed Carl Anderson's new tights.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw him.
You think it was his decision or somebody backstage was like,
cover up those skinny legs.
Pal.
You got to cover up those legs.
That's all right.
They want to put him in Tommy Dreamer pants. Actually.
He looks good. Like Big Jenko's?
Yeah, Big Jenko's.
He looks good in the tights.
Yeah.
Some guys look awkward in tights.
It's fun. It's I think he needs knee pads, like big knee pads, mm-hmm. to like add more to it.
Okay.
Want a little more added to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spice it up.
All right.
I think this is interesting now with the tag picture because they have to lose a title. Who do they drop it to? I don't know. It's most likely going to be Gallows and Anderson, or it's going to be
awesome.
Cesaro and Sheamus. I feel mm-hmm. that they're going to put out Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could have that title go back and forth amongst, you know, the tag.
Everybody.
But how many tag teams are there on SmackDown? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
You mean Raw?
Raw. Yeah. Cesaro and Sheamus, The New Day, Gallows Anderson, mm-hmm. Goldust, R-Truth, the Caribbean Boys.
Yeah. Like the non-tag teams versus
That's it, right?
It's
Is there anything else? Am I missing somebody?
No, but like they...
That's crazy.
What they did on Monday night, how they retained through the whole show is fantastic. But it's also kind of interesting how you have like your mid-level... Like at this point, your mid-level tag teams are like Cesaro and Sheamus and the Club, and then that main event was like, "Yeah, this is great." You had Roman and Seth, who were two-time tag team champs, and then you had Jericho and Kevin Owens, which functioned great as a tag team. Those are like your main event tag teams, like when Austin would team with Mankind, or when you know you had like your Rock and Sock. You know, like your main eventer,
your main
guys,
eventer,
and we have chemistry, and I think it's great. You have your cruiser match, Brian Kendrick versus Rich Swann versus TJ Perkins. I think Rich Swann retains. I love that dude.
Rich Swann's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like what they're doing with him because he's really getting over with the crowd and it's natural. I don't think he was in the the fortune, you know, like when they were reading these cards. I don't think Rich Swann was the guy that they had really. I'm surprised it's Rich Swann and it's not Cedric.
I think they're gonna move Cedric beyond the cruisers.
You think so?
Yeah, because they paired him with Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox has been with the company for many years.
What's the story with that now?
Guarantee you, like, they did it so she can kind of, you know, they can ride together. She can show him like a little bit of the ins and outs and stuff. You know, like she's a veteran.
My gosh, she's been there forever.
She's been there forever, and I think it's good for Cedric because he could easily just be like, no, like he can elevate himself. He almost doesn't fit with the cruisers because of, like, his look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, how friggin' smooth he is in the ring. Not saying the other guys aren't smooth, but, like, he's got that little something extra where I feel like they saw him and were like, you know what? We're going to put him in a different level than these guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, since 2006-ish. She's been there for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Jeez. That's crazy.
So do you think Swann retains?
I think TJP wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-time cruiser champ.
Two-time cruiser champ.
All right. That back spinning heel kick that Rich Swann does as a finisher is friggin' insane.
It's great.
He took Drew Gulak's head off.
Oh,
yesterday.
My God.
Yeah.
Gulak needs to put on knee pads.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's very classic. I like very it, man. He's just like a dirty, like Frank Gotch kind of guy.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho versus Rollins. I think Rollins goes over.
Rollins does go over there. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think Rollins wins.
Unless Triple H shows up. Triple H has not shown up for a while.
Nowhere. He has not been anywhere.
There was a very interesting story posted not too long ago about how there was an internal power struggle in the WWE for years between Shane, Steph, and Triple H.
Yes, the Vice article.
Right.
Yeah, going back to 2012 mm-hmm. when Shane came in with his buddy, he had proposed that him and his friend take over the booking,
mm-hmm.
the creative team. And Stephanie and Hunter were totally blindsided.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting story.
The tidbit on that, which I found fascinating, was that Hunter and Shane have not had screen time since Shane's return.
They yeah, you're right. No screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's leading. Listen, maybe it might be leading into a match between them.
Mm-hmm. Son versus son.
Son versus son with McMahon's for McMahon's love.
With Vince as a special ref.
Yeah, yeah.
Mwah, that's perfect. A Mania match,
Vince,
right there.
By the way, have you seen Vince recently?
No. I don't know what that means.
Nothing.
He's looking good.
He's looking old, man. He's getting old.
He's in his 70s.
The guy's, you know, when you watch the network so much, you know, and you see all this, like, Vince in his you know, Mr. McMahon prime, he's looking old. This is the reason why he doesn't want to be on camera. He's very adamant on not being on camera.
Yeah.
Very adamant.
So... That's one interesting thing. Does Triple H show up in this? Who knows? Because Rollins has been calling him out.
Well, they got to build this, right? So it seems to me that the way that this is building, it's for Royal Rumble.
Right.
So I don't know what this leads into. I mean, this was a WrestleMania. This was a SummerSlam match, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Seth got injured, obviously, so it didn't happen. Now they pushed it back. So I don't know if they're going to do a Royal Rumble match between the two, but I don't know why I don't see it being a Royal Rumble match, because Seth wants to be the number one contender and he wants that title.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants to be in the Rumble. Why would you give up the spot in the Rumble to be the number one contender?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's a very interesting thing. I want to see them play it out. And it also leads to like who's really going to main event WrestleMania? Is it going to be Rollins? Like, Rollins already had his WrestleMania moment. So, like, I don't know. I feel like face Seth Rollins is interesting, but I was hoping for more of a reaction for the guy.
By the way, Treehouse Vince is still hot.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Treehouse
He's
Vince is
perpetually.
Great. Yeah, perpetually a 52-year-old genetic jackhammer.
Cryogenic freeze,
yeah.
And we have Charlotte versus Sasha. 30-minute Iron Man match.
And this is the blow-off, I'm guessing.
You would think so?
Yeah, because they've done, I mean, what are they going to do now? A scaffolding match after this?
Yeah, they're going to do
You can't.
Sasha Banks is going to get the lighter fluid on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is going to be great.
Good match.
This is probably going to be the blow-off. I say Sasha retains.
Sasha retains. Who enters into the picture now?
I don't know, man. That's tough.
Bayley?
They don't
want to push Bayley yet. They're working on her. They're keeping her, you know, growing slowly. She had a brutal match on Raw.
Yeah.
It looked rough.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked a little rough. Alicia Fox was a little rough.
Nia Jax?
Maybe Nia Jax. Okay, you can know. Bring Nia Jax. Tamina's coming back.
Yep.
But really, you had the... It's not a movement up in the division if you have Tamina or Nia Jax, really.
Right.
You know, you got to build these two on camera before you put him in that title picture. I don't know.
But again, this could be Charlotte. If Charlotte
or Charlotte
goes over.
Wins, or Charlotte, I think they want to have Charlotte's like 30-time women's champion.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're going to do that.
I think like it makes more sense. Like Sasha Banks has had the title 3 times, right? How many times has Charlotte had the title?
Charlotte has the title two?
Three times. Maybe.
I think. Let me see.
Two or three? So they're buffing their stats right now, which is kind of interesting because, you know, they're thinking about the future with these two. If Charlotte goes over...
3 times, yeah.
Okay, so if Charlotte goes over, she's a 4-time women's champ, and she would start the feud with Bayley. And then I feel like at Royal Rumble, you'll have the triple threat between Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha Banks.
Okay.
You know? So, like, there's that whole scenario. I'm looking forward to this match. I hope it's friggin' fantastic, because this is a pretty strong card when you look at it.
Yeah.
And then you have Kevin Owens versus Roman for the Universal Championship.
Who wins?
I think Kevin Owens retains.
You think he retains?
But I also think that Vince really wants the show to end with Roman holding two belts, because he really wants the IWC to shit their pants.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
You know, which I think it's great, man. Like I love the fact that like people react so hard to Roman. And after Monday, that picture was posted. The last image from Monday's Raw was him holding both belts.
Right? Maybe Jericho costs Owens the title.
And then they feud?
And then that goes into the feud, slowly.
Okay.
You know, I think this pay per view. First of all, it's too many pay per views, man. Way too many.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of having to progress these storylines and these. It's going faster than it should. The Triple H thing, for example, they started it now. This would be a great Mania match, but apparently they have different plans for Rollins and Hunter for Mania if this doesn't happen.
Right.
They can't do two back-to-back. They can't have this and a Mania match.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's the situation with Royal Rumble in the tag in the title picture, like who wins what.
But it's great that so many guys are at that level where you're like, it could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Yeah.
Balor, we don't know if he's coming back because he just did an interview. He said he's aiming to show his goal is Mania.
Yeah.
So that means that he may miss Rumble.
Right.
Or it could be a story. I mean, he got the surgery one. It was August.
Mm-hmm.
August, September, October, November, December, January. That's 5 months. It's normally a six. What was he supposed to be at? 3 to 6 months?
8 months.
Yeah. 3 to 8. 6 to 8.
6 to 8. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So it's cutting it close. Mania, not so much. Mania, he can show up. So,
well, hopefully Balor has some of that John Cena genes. They gave him some John Cena stem cells.
John Cena juice?
Yeah.
8 week, 8 month injury, you show up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 6 to 8. So he's not going to be there for this show. I don't know where. Who do you think wins? Who do you think wins Rumble?
I don't know, man.
What do you think the title picture? I mean, this is the thing. We don't know what the title picture is going to be. It's not Roman Reigns is not winning Rumble, by the way.
Right, yeah.
He's not winning Rumble.
But you know what, man? I think, like, I have a feeling that Owens is not going to be the champ going into Mania. And
he is not going to be the champ going into Mania.
And I feel like Roman is going to have both belts coming out of Roadblock. Because your main event for Royal Rumble, I don't know, man. I like the fact that I don't have a clue because it's all up in the air.
By the way, the other thing is on the SmackDown side, what happens with that title picture? AJ Styles, obviously, there's nobody else to hold that title other than him until John Cena comes.
Well,
they got to build that 16-time championship match.
There's also rumors that McMahon wants AJ on Raw.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, that like he really wants to put him on the marquee show because he's so friggin' over.
Now, I mean, then you've taken SmackDown and just killed it.
You just made it the Dean Ambrose show.
I mean, you've literally killed SmackDown. There's no, other than AJ Styles, there's really no big names on there. I mean, Dean Ambrose is fine.
I think he's a draw.
You're not who?
Ambrose.
Not like Styles. You have two guys. You have two people on that show. That what you watch for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cena's going to be here and there.
Yeah.
He's not going to show up. He's become more of a specialty in 2017. You have to move people around to make this a big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they could add to SmackDown to kind of elevate the brand more than it is. You know, everybody's on Raw. It's a stacked show. SmackDown has two people.
Yeah.
I mean, now, what's his name, is the number one contender for the 27th, right? That... In 2 weeks.
Ziggler?
Ziggler's the number one contender. Was it 27th? Yeah. Not next week. I think it's the 27th show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big show, apparently.
Yeah.
They're doing something big on that day. I don't know what it is, but they're doing something big for that day. Maybe Taker comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cena shows up.
Yeah.
You know? Well, no, Cena's coming back that day, right? That's the Cena day.
Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah.
CM Punk.
Yeah. Listen, man. Stranger things have happened.
Comes in and ruins the title run for AJ Styles.
Hey, pal, we're sorry about everything.
Yeah.
We're hiring all the indie guys now. Why don't you come back?
Yeah.
Work for me, pal. Come on.
You could even keep your name.
Come on.
I had it before, Vince.
Come on, pal.
I wonder what his name was going to be. Didn't he talk about what his name was going to be once? Johnny Muckraker.
Gutterman.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting. Listen, Samoa Joe may be coming up. Maybe he'll show up at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Dillinger.
Oh, can't wait.
Number 10.
Can't wait.
3, 2, 1.
Yep. If they don't capitalize on that, that would be ridiculous.
I mean, if they don't.
Johnny Pepsi. That's what they would call
Johnny
Punk.
Pepsi. Yeah, Johnny Pepsi. Gutter Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Johnny Cola. If they don't capitalize on Samoa Joe now. On the main roster.
Mm.
They have to move stuff. And I think Joe should go to SmackDown.
Yeah, absolutely.
He would do great on Raw, but on SmackDown, they need the body.
Yeah.
Where does Nakamura go?
That's a good question. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I really do feel like as much as I want Nakamura on Raw, if you keep AJ on SmackDown and have Nakamura on SmackDown, along with possibly Samoa Joe, and
they're going to split Joe and they're going different places. Yeah,
I would prefer to see Joe on SmackDown. I think here's a scenario too, because like I said, there's that rumor that McMahon wants AJ in on Raw.
How do they move that around?
You put Kevin Owens on SmackDown.
You do a trade.
Yeah.
And you move the titles.
Yeah.
You put the world title back on Raw and you put the Universal title on SmackDown like it was supposed to be.
Yeah. You know, like you do that, you move them around, and then that way you have Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe. That's a built in feud. They never really that feud always kind of left everybody in the dust because there was just like no real blow off.
Yeah.
I feel like because they wanted to build Samoa Joe versus Kevin Owens so hard, and then somebody was like, let's just pull the trigger on Kevin Owens, bring him to the main roster. Yeah. And then they kind of left that feud a little bit weird, right?
With what?
Owens Samoa Joe.
Remember that? Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, it was like super quick. You know, it wasn't drawn out. So I think you have that built-in feud there.
Yeah, that's
for Joe to come to SmackDown. And then those are headlining.
Listen, also, don't they do the draft every year? Is that what they're going to be doing every year?
Yeah, I think so.
So and they have the ability to trade. So I think some of these trades could work well. It's quite possible, you know, you do something with, there's an angle between Foley and Owens where Owens attacks Foley, does something to him, and he trades him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Balor's on Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put the club together, that storyline still exists there when he comes back. There's a lot that they could do. It's just moving the pieces in the right position.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we're talking about, you know, two cards that are stacked, stacked cards. And we can't see where they are headed at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the exciting thing here. And people get pissed off and people say, oh, WWE is so predictable and this is so predictable. But it's really not, because there's 5,000 options to get to one point. And where the fuck is Undertaker?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Fascinating. This is like, we have a healthy, for the most part.
Brock, Taker. I mean, we say this every week. Brock, Taker, Hunter.
Goldberg. The Rock could show up at any time.
Yeah.
Batista could show up at any time. Like, your veterans for, like...
The Rock's going to be at Mania. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's probably not going to... You know what? He could probably wrestle. He had a match at Mania. People forget last year he had a match against Luke Harper.
Yeah, two-second match. Yeah.
People don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was freaking awesome.
I think that's a good way...
Maybe we could do that with Austin. Maybe Austin could do it this year. Two-second match.
Ring the bell.
Well, he did. Austin had a match last year. Austin came out and wrestled.
Yeah, yeah. He dropped a bunch of stunners. That was last year, right?
Yeah, that was last year. Isn't that crazy?
A lot of fun. I think like going with the landscape of the title picture, it's a very diverse title picture. It's very like across the board, all your champions are like, this is a great position for the company to be in, you know, New Day, Sasha and Rich Swann posted that Black Excellence. Picture that
that
completely triggered the internet for some reason.
Listen, who cares?
Like, they're having fun.
People lost their minds.
Who gives a shit? People lost their minds for some reason. I was trying to follow up on it yesterday and I was like,
I gave up, ridiculous. You know, I tried to follow it. And I was like, I'm not even. Just let the dudes enjoy their fucking title. You know, like, people think too much. Sometimes don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes don't think, guys.
Yeah.
Just let people. It was harmless. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't. Yeah, sorry. F-bomb, Chuck. We need the sense of that. Just let people have fun.
Yeah. That's the F-bomb.
That is the F-bomb. Fun.
Fun. Fun.
Fun.
So you have like,
we do embody Black excellence, by the way. You and I. I want to take a post. How do you think people lose their minds if we took a photo and we hashtag Black excellence?
No, I think people would think it was funny.
You think so?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, about 40% of people would be like, "Are you, excuse me?"
No, they'd be like, "Oh, they're talking about their beards and eyebrows,
and their
hair."
I had a guy on YouTube. He's like, "Can I ask you? Do you paint your eyebrows?" And I go, "No, they're actually stick-ons."
Mm-hmm.
And I went into this whole conversation with this guy on YouTube about my stick-on eyebrows and how I lost my eyebrows in a bed and they never grew back.
Uh-huh.
And the guy actually was talking about it for hours with me. He really fell into this whole vortex of or lack excellence. That's another one. Yeah.
But like, people lose their minds, and it's like, you know, like, I love how beautifully diverse that championship picture is. Nakamura, Asuka, right?
Listen, people that deserve the title have the title. Mm-hmm. People that don't deserve the title don't have it right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people coming up and they should be champions, but these are who they have. And I cannot tell you, I disagree with anybody that has a championship in that company.
Yep.
I cannot. I
don't agree.
100%. We're not in this era where guys that don't deserve the title have the title. And you know what? WWE really has done that.
The Miz.
The Miz deserves that IC title. Fantastic. Fantastic. Who can you say that has had a title recently that didn't deserve it?
Arguably, everybody would say Roman Reigns.
You know what? You know what? I don't agree with that.
I think
Roman Reigns is perfectly fine, exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. He is a perfect mold for them. He's a decent worker.
That's a great worker.
I mean, above average.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do flips and the dives and all that stuff. He actually does a dive.
Yeah.
He does a dive. The guy's a really good worker. Mm-hmm. He works hard.
Seems like a fun guy.
He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Just people don't like him, and that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as on paper, everybody that has a title deserves it. Rusev deserves a title. Yeah, obviously there's people in the wings that should have titles.
Yeah.
But I can't look at these guys and say, you know what? They Sasha shouldn't have that title.
Think about it this way, man. Like you brought up a kind of a good point in a weird way where, like, think about the roster now where you're kind of like, yo, this guy deserves a title. This guy, Enzo and Cash should be tag champs, right?
Yeah, everybody.
New Day should be tag
champs. There's so many.
Like, there's so many great workers now and personalities where you're like, they could easily, and this is the great thing. It took them how many years to build up to this point where they can just say, you know what? This guy's got the title now. This guy's got the title now. Yeah. It makes sense if we give it to this guy. If we work backwards, we can give it to this guy. You know, it's a fascinating.
Okay, the tag picture, right? Uh-huh. We're talking about the Raw. Perfect example, right?
Yeah.
What you're saying. We look at that Raw tag picture. You have the New Day as champions.
Mm-hmm.
You have Cesaro and Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
That I can see the titles on them, and you know what?
Absolutely.
It will work well. And I can see Gallows and Anderson with the title,
absolutely.
And it will work well.
Absolutely.
Perfectly fine that on the Raw side. The SmackDown side is a little crappy because they screwed up on Jordan Gable really badly.
Yeah, but I think they cooled off a little bit.
But, I mean, that's a great thing. Okay, so you look at the Raw, you look at the Universal title picture.
Yeah.
You have Seth Rollins in that mix, right? Seth Rollins, Jericho?
Yes,
right? Okay, Jericho. Roman Reigns.
Kevin Owens.
Right? That's the four?
Right. And then you have your supplementary dudes, like your Sami Zayn, who could be brought in.
Okay. Sami Zayn. Let's throw Sami in there.
Yeah.
Any of those five, would you say they don't, one of them doesn't deserve title? No. I could see the title in all of them. It'd be awesome. It'd be great to see it.
And then they did that four-way.
It's amazing that there's four people in the WWE title picture, the Universal title picture, and there's only one person.
Right, yeah.
Technically two people in the SmackDown side for the other title.
Which is kind of funny, but like, well... You had AJ, are you counting James Ellsworth?
No.
Okay. Dolph Ziggler, again, like, I don't know, maybe.
But again, that's the problem on that side, right? Who would you say deserves that title? Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
John Cena?
Yeah.
That's it.
Dean, John Cena, Undertaker comes back as an active
wrestler. Yeah, but full time.
Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton.
Bray, Randy, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I think Randy is beyond having the title. He's become one of those guys. He doesn't need that title. I actually am enjoying the storyline with Bray.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, by the way, Bray's next in line for a serious... For a serious push.
Good, man. The guy deserves it. Again, like, the guy's been on TV for 5 years as Bray Wyatt, and I think now, like, this is his
listen, oh, that's another second. Thing. MG Geek in our chat. Great point. Luke Harper, by the way, got a nice push on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was actually very surprised, not how well he did, because the guy's a phenomenal worker. The thing about him is that he works so well with certain guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put him in a match with Kane, or you put him in a match with, like, the Big Show.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's nothing special. And then he's working, you know, he was in
Ziggler
match.
And Ambrose.
Ziggler, yeah. And he was on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
People loved him. They booed when he got eliminated.
He's awesome. I feel like at some point, this is the story that popped into my head as soon as I was like, oh shit, like, he's getting kind of like a little rub here. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
I feel like Vince was walking backstage and was like,
put Bruiser Brody in the match.
Who's that custodian? He's a big guy. And they're like,
sign him to a deal.
That's Luke Harper. Who? He's been wrestling for you for like 5 years? What? Can we put the belt on him?
Yeah, can we put the belt?
No, we can put him in a match. Though.
I like that our version of Vince is this disheveled mess in the back, just like has no clue where he is. And in reality, he runs like a multi-billion-dollar
and
company.
Just sees a big guy and wants to put a belt on him.
Always a big guy. Always a big guy.
Big Cass is another guy that like...
Do you think Big Cass will ever be WWE champion?
Yes.
You think so?
100%.
You know what? I would like to put money on this.
Yeah?
No. Yeah.
Why?
I think we should put...
That's ridiculous. I'm never betting on pro wrestling. That's ridiculous. Unless it's the Royal Rumble. But that's ridiculous. No.
Okay.
Because there's no longevity to that bet. You can't say, like, you know what? Within the next 5 years, I would say within the next 5 years.
Okay, let's do 5 years.
Okay.
Let's do dinner and drinks.
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
If, because I say no.
Okay.
I say they will not put the WWE title within the next 5 years on them.
I say they will. Want to shake on it?
Yes.
On the air?
Yes. Shake. Here you go. There we go. Enchante. Thank you. Like this. Hold on. Just like this. Okay. There we go. I think they will figure it out. But I don't think 5 years. I don't think it'll be 5 years.
Within 5 years.
Do you think they will find... You know what? I think Braun will have the title before Big Cass.
I could see that. All right.
Big Cass is already 30.
Oh.
He's so big.
Yeah, but AJ is like...
Did you hear him on Talking Shop?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Oh, he's such like a hillbilly. I love it.
Are you Marion? But AJ's almost 40. You know? I think the age thing doesn't... What's Cena? Cena's like 46 at this point. He's like a 46-year-old side of beef.
No, Cena's not 46.
I know.
I was going to agree with you for a second. No, Cena's like 39, 38.
Triple H. Yeah, Triple H is in his 40s, and that dude was the title holder. So, like, you know.
Yeah. Listen, you never know.
Listen, if you're over and your work rate's there, you got it. They put Big Cass in that when Balor got called up.
Yeah.
They put him in that mix. You know,
I mean, you know what's amazing to me? I love the fact that AJ Styles is now the fan favorite.
Yeah.
Like, everybody loves him. And in the back, people are like, we made such a big mistake with this guy because we could have made so much money with him.
Yeah.
So much money with this. You know what?
Well, they're making it
the
now.
The reality is, I think he came in at the right place and he was at the right time.
Absolutely.
If he had come in during his TNA run,
mm-hmm.
right? During... his last contract with TNA.
Mid-Carter.
That
best.
Would have been, when did he leave?
Pre-IWG.
2012, he left TNA, right? Doesn't And he had a two-year contract. 16, 15, 14, he had a two-year contract. Yeah, okay, so like around that time.
Balor.
They would have done nothing with him. He had to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Had to go to Japan to become this mega superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they could have done with AJ Styles. I
mean, he would have carded best.
I mean, you would have had these great Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles. You would have had AJ Styles, CM Punk.
Right.
You would have had these storylines happen, but it would have been a mid-carder. He came at a time that they needed him. They did not expect him, and he blew everybody's expectation out of the water. Now, this guy is the veteran in the locker room. He is the leader. When he says he's the champ that runs the camp, technically he's the veteran.
Yeah.
He's the ring. He's the backstage guy.
And it helps that he's a nice guy too.
And he helps that he's a great guy, great family guy.
Do you want to see Shawn Michaels AJ?
I genuinely really, really, really want to see it.
Yeah.
I really, really, really want to see it.
He's HBK and The Rock are two dudes that I'll never worry about as far as like in-ring returns go. You know, like HBK hasn't wrestled in many years, but I feel like, you know what? Spring some wrestling on this guy. He's 20 years old in the ring again. Super kick, super kick, super kick,
let's
super
do this,
kick.
Okay? Let's
super
do this. Kick. Before we wrap up, because we've got to wrap it up. Who do you think will return in the next 5 years?
Like a full-time return or part-time return?
Full-time return.
That's tough, man. Cody,
okay.
Cody within the next 5 years. Okay. After, I feel like
now they need him, huh?
I feel like his run in Japan, hopefully, if he stays healthy, oh my God.
You know, it's interesting. He's going to, do you want to, we didn't talk about the Wrestle Kingdom card. Crap.
It's okay, we can still do it.
We can still do it. Juice Robinson.
Yes.
You know what? I think this may be a great match.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Juice is a young boy at this point.
He is a young boy, yeah. Okay, Cody. Who else?
Possibly Batista.
I say CM Punk.
Okay.
I think he's going to come back, and I'm willing to bet Daniel Bryan. Bryan will have another match.
On a, like, maybe like a one-off?
No, he's going to have a run.
Okay.
He's going to come in, he's going to have a run, and then people are going to get worked up. The same people that were saying that they miss him, they're going to get upset that he's wrestling.
He's going to do the other Shawn Michaels?
He's going to come out, he's going to do Shawn. He's going to take a couple years off, and then he's going to do another CAT scan and say, oh, the spot got smaller, he's much better now, and he's going to come back.
Because
he's getting a little big again. putting on some weight again. That's good.
He's doing the Olympic workout stuff.
Well, he had slimmed down tremendously. He was down to like 170. Mm-hmm. Maybe I really thought he was going to go headfirst into that cruiserweight division.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we got a bunch of dudes there. Do you want to quickly go to the
let's do the Wrestle Kingdom card and then we'll wrap it up.
So, all right. Tiger Mask versus Tiger Mask, the Tiger the Dark in a singles match. These are like they just announced like the full card pretty much like the other day. The Bucks of Youth, the Young Bucks versus Roppongi Vice. This is for the junior tag.
Young Bucks are going to go over, and this will be a breakup of Roppongi.
You think so?
I think so. Okay. By the way, I love Roppongi Vice. I think it's time to wrap him up.
Okay. Does Beretta or Romero come over to NXT?
No, neither one.
Okay. Dave Finley, Ricochet, and Satoshi Kojima, who are the champions. This is the never six man tag. Versus Bullet Club, Bad Luck, Hangman Page, Yujiro Takahashi versus Chaos, Ishii, Ospreay, and Yoshihashi.
Okay.
Versus Lowe's Ingo Burnables, Ze Japón, Bushi, Evelyn, Sonata.
Okay. That's the big stable.
I love Sonata, by the way. Sonata's awesome.
Say Sonata, yeah. Did you do the Tiger Mask?
Yes.
One? Okay. You know it's a Bushi versus ACH.
I think it's gonna be a Tiger the Dark. So who do you think goes over on the Chaos?
The
never open weight.
I think Chaos wins.
Okay, so Ishii, Ospreay, and Yoshihashi?
Yes, I think they're going to get it.
I think I'm going to go with the Ingo Bernables. Yeah.
Okay.
Cody versus Juice Robinson?
Cody puts Juice over.
Okay.
Cody's going to win.
Okay.
But this is going to lead into something. Well, he's Bullet Club,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's going to be cool to see.
It's going
to
be. There's a lot of Bullet Club on the card. Yeah. You have Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole in a rematch for the ROH Championship. That's going to be a great match.
Good match. But you know what the problem is? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, that last year when they did that Mike Elgin and Jay Lethal match, mm-hmm. it did not work out well for them. I've seen those two wrestle, and mm-hmm. they've done a great job. It just didn't work in that building for whatever reason. It was a little too American style. They didn't really modify the style for Japan as much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very good Ring of Honor match. Just not in that, it should not be in that building. So I think they may have learned a lesson with the style. They may do something different here.
Okay. But Kyle O'Reilly's used to working in Japan.
Yeah. So
I think it's going to, you know, and this is, that'll elevate Adam Cole. I think Kyle O'Reilly.
Listen, Big Mike has had a hell of a year in Japan. So.
Yeah. I think O'Reilly, you know what? Since I feel like it's going to be a Bullet Club night, I think Adam Cole will regain the title.
Adam Cole will regain.
Mm-hmm.
Gorillas
of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tangaroa versus
great tag team.
GBH.
God versus GBH.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to be called GHB. And they just slip Mickeys in people's drinks.
Maccabee and Hanma?
Yeah, yeah. I want them just to be like really pervy guys that go to bars and just try to slip a Mickey into people's drinks.
I say Gorillas retain.
Gorillas retain, yeah.
Kushida versus Takahashi.
Kushida versus Takahashi.
This is for the junior.
Okay, so do you keep Kushida as a junior? Yes.
No.
Okay. No. I say move him up.
Last week I was saying he drops it to Takahashi. You move Kushida up to heavyweight. Omega takes the title off of Okada, and then you have you have another Kushida Omega feud.
Nice little feud.
Because their feud from a couple of years ago was effing butter.
Yeah, it was great. I say, you know what? I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say Kushida retains.
Okay.
Takahashi's good, but mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be he shouldn't win the title in a big picture like this.
Okay. Never Openweight Championship, Shibata versus Goto. I think this is going to be a great friggin' match.
Yeah, they're going to kill each other.
Yeah.
Shibata, you know, the thing is they kind of slowed down on Shibata this year.
Yeah.
They kind of pulled back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. I really like Shibata. I thought Shibata was going to feud with Cody. I thought that would have been a nice feud, but they're working to that.
Yeah.
I say Goto wins. Goto takes over Shibata.
I'll say Shibata retains. Yeah. I'll say Shibata retains, but I want that Shibata-Cody match. I don't know if...
I'm all about that Shibata.
You all want that Shibata?
I want the Shibata bread.
Naito versus Tanahashi for the IWGP IC
Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. Who Tanahashi's beat up, okay?
And he's going to Naito over.
He's going to kill himself, but he's going to put Naito over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because Naito is the guy. Pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy with pink eye. That's his. That's why he keeps doing it. His eye gets sticky, and he has to open it up.
And the main event, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Match of the year.
Can't wait.
This is going to be match of the year.
Kenny Omega versus Okada.
Okada. Kenny Omega has to win it.
Yeah.
They swerve us. Maybe
Okada
they swerve
retains.
Us. Maybe something happens. Okay. What if it's a Bullet Club swerve?
Okada
joins the Bullet Club. Turns.
He'd be the third man. He'd be Hogan.
Ooh. Got it. You know what? That would be amazing, but I don't think that's going to... Mm-hmm. You have to put the title on Kenny Omega because the story for the new year for New Japan will be
mm-hmm.
Kenny Omega's rise. This foreigner, this guy mm-hmm. Gene that came in, won the G1, first foreigner to win the G1 ever. Won the G1, won the IC title, won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. This is the rise of Kenny Omega. They can make so much money with him.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the fact that they want to tour America, they want to expand into the U.S. Mm-hmm. a little bit, it's way easier for them to have a guy like Kenny Omega as their lead guy than to have Okada. Okada's great, but here's the reality of it. Coming into the American market will be very hard to convince people that are not familiar with the product
mm-hmm.
that these Japanese guys are the guys to get behind when they're not really cutting promos.
Yeah.
So if you have a guy like Okada that is so good, Kenny Omega, that mm-hmm. is so good, so over, and he speaks Japanese, he's engulfed in Japanese mm-hmm. culture, he is a guy to keep for them.
Absolutely.
And they could keep him. I mean, he doesn't really want to leave. You throw enough money, he likes being in Japan.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I say Kenny Omega has to win.
Kenny Omega has to win. I feel like you're going to get... Man, imagine Okada in the... Like, this is an interesting thing. Okay, because you have your Bullet Club, which is still, like, for almost, like, 5 or 6 years, right? Has been, like, your number one faction in New Japan.
Yeah, right? and they kind of took a step backwards this year. There was actually a lot of heat between them because mm-hmm. New Japan started booking them poorly instead of pushing them for Los Ingobernables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think the cool thing about the Bullet Club now is like with your new additions, Cody, Adam Cole, Hangman Page, it brings like a little bit of a new flavor, right?
Yeah.
Plus it becomes more of a legacy stable. Cody's the son of Dusty, who joined the NWO.
Yeah.
Cody Hall, the son of Scott Hall. Clearly, son of the bad guy. And I think you need that big reveal with Okada joining. Okada ditching Chaos.
Yeah.
Joining the Bullet Club. And that would make it...
And turning on Kenny.
A fearsome, fearsome stable.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, it's a lot could happen. They're not big on the screw finishes for the finish of their biggest show in Japan with their booking. I don't see them doing it in that direction. But remember, mm-hmm. the following day is that other big show.
Exactly.
So something could happen on that day. By the way,
which was last year's AJ's last show.
Access TV announced they will be airing the Wrestle Kingdom in a 2-part series, mm-hmm. I believe on the 13th. They're splitting it into three shows, something like that. And that kind of goes into this, you mm-hmm. know, very interesting. They're four-parter. They're splitting into four shows. I wish they would just run the show.
Yeah.
Just run the show unedited. You could put in some commercial breaks, but who cares? Mm-hmm. Do like an afternoon.
Yeah.
It'd be great. I would love that. Afternoon with Jim Ross calling it?
Oh, yeah.
Great. I hate Yoshitatsu, by the way.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yoshitatsu sucks. I don't care for Yoshihashi either. I don't like his magic stick.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view very much.
I do. By the way, it is not... It's like now. It's a couple of weeks away. We are talking 4 weeks away? Almost 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away.
We're less than 3 weeks away.
Telling you, man, something major is going to happen at this show. I don't think Kenny Omega gets
it. It's on a Wednesday.
Ousted. Yeah.
It's on a Wednesday.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's on a Wednesday.
It's January 4th every year.
January 4th, yeah. It's the Dome Show. Yeah. January 4th. That's interesting that they don't change. It's that same day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's big. It's going to be huge. So let's see what happens this year.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Rich? I love you.
I love you too, man.
Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to the podcast. I want to thank Stay Roasted once again for supporting the show. StayRoasted.com/GFQ. Get your first bag of coffee for free. You only pay the shipping when you sign up. Go subscribe to the podcast where everywhere podcasts are available. Go subscribe to our YouTube page. Go check it out. And we'll see you all next week.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye.